edition 18. I don't know how much longer I've got on this mic because it's now gone red. So I think for the very first time since owning it, I've managed to successfully wear down the batteries. But anyway, the sun is out. It's beautiful weather. I was aiming to get out and go and make a video. That was my plan. And then I got talking to Renata, who's a fellow hiker and adventurer from Slovakia, who lives here now and is based, works for M4 Voluntary Action, who I'm a trustee, and she just ran the Hackney Half Marathon and was planning on riding to Cambridge. So she asked me about the routes and stuff, and then we had a conversation today on the phone about routes and stuff, and this conversation sort of went on for quite a while, and it's sort of what transpired. It went from like, oh, here's an information share, to a kind of friendship development. So I was quite pleased about that, and I thought, I don't want to sort of suddenly go, oh, you know, she wants to go to Cornwall, would love to ideally go to Cornwall, and I thought, I don't want to go, well, you know, you can come down with me, or you know, or because I kind of felt a bit kind of awkward about that, because I wasn't sure how it would be received, and you know, not that it would be necessarily pervy or anything like that, but if it was inappropriate of me to ask that as a question, and so I didn't, and I kind of left it as, I'm going to share with you a load of routes that I've developed, and take it from there. And then sort of afterwards, we had sort of a couple of emails going backwards and forwards with kind of ideas and me sharing some routes. And then I went on my ordnance survey page and uploaded a load of routes that I've already done, or routes that I've designed, to, because she uses an app called All Trails, which I've realized I've got an account for, does exactly what OS does, probably not as well. The only advantage is that you can share GPX files free of charge, right? And if you've got All Trails on your phone or whatever, then it's quite easy. I mean, I think the lifetime subscription is like £21, but I'm not that it's a lot of money. I just don't know that I particularly want to justify that level of expense, since I've already got OS Maps, and OS Maps is pretty decent. So I don't know yet. Anyway, we'll see, because in terms of creating routes, it's great. So, I mean, sharing routes, it's not better than OS Maps. So, but anyway, so she emailed me afterwards and then sort of said, you know, if you ever want an adventurer to come along with you on your adventures, I'd be up for it. And then this weekend as well, because we were both talking about, she wants to go out with a friend, and I want to obviously go out and seize the day, seize the weekend, as it were. And I said, I messaged back, said, yeah, I'd love that. You know, that'd be great. It'd be good to, because I'm, you know, I'm always, as you well know, I always go out on my own. I don't have anyone to go on an adventure with. So I pretty much do the whole thing solo. I mean, yeah, to be fair, most of the time I quite enjoy that. And I welcome that, and I like the freedom and the spontaneity of it. But it is always nice, not always, it is nice on occasion to plan a route and to go with somebody, because, I mean, well, she's just done Hackney Half Marathon, so it's not like she's not agile, fit, you know, and agile and capable. Do you know what I mean? She seems, I know, and we had, so every year the EVA, or Enfield Voluntary Action Trustees, have a summer meal, and it happens, I went to the first one, I've been to two. So there was one at Forty Hall when I first became a trustee, and then there was another one that was at, last year's one was at, where was it? In Ware, right? And Renata cycled all the way from Edmonton to Ware along the canal, and I was kind of really jealous, because I drove me and like two of the other trustees up, And she cycled that entire journey and then had the meal and then cycled back, you know, and because that's a route, obviously, you know, that I use all the time. I'm extremely familiar with it. So I did say to her, like, I'm really jealous that you did that. So this year I'm going to cycle it. And then it turns out there's two other people that have, I think there's one guy who cycled all the way to Turkey, one of the other trustees. Yeah. And then there's another one, Fred, who likes cycles everywhere kind of thing. So I think there's going to be a few of us going up. So, I mean, you know, there is the option. Although saying that, my buttocks are a bit out of practice now because I've had like over a week off since Cambridge. I've not really done any cycling at all, which is my downfall, really. Should have kept that up from Cambridge. That was kind of the point. But we'll see. So now means I've got to go after I get back with Lucas. I was going to go for a walk and do some filming because I was going to do that this morning, but I didn't end up doing that because I was talking to Renata. What started off as like a, you know, a 10 minute information share turned into an hour and a bit conversation, which was pretty good actually. That it, you know, turned into such a nice conversation. So I need to save a number as well, actually. So that's the plan. I mean, in as far as I don't really have one, but I have a sort of a far better idea of what I'm doing now anyway. I just got back in the car, so I wanted to see how long the phone call was. 10:17. How long was it? It doesn't say. History? No. Oh, it was an hour and a half conversation. So that was good. That was good. I like that. So now I've got to save her number and reply to her because she sent me a WhatsApp. So, yeah, right. So I think that's that. I don't really have any more to say. I'm going to see if I've got any data where I can upload this file straight to the server. Because I kind of really should, if I'm going to upload it and listen back, it should really be an MP3. I hate MP3s, but it's the only one that HTML can play back. So anyway, you don't need to know that. This is it.